Well, I've received a number of calls this morning about the colour of the water. I've a photograph was sent on to me in relation to it. It's pure brown. They can't wash any of their clothes, use the machines or anything. So I have contacted Irish Water once again regarding the situation and to find out exactly what's happening with this pipeline that we're on about. Also, a number of people have contacted me as well regarding the pressure water in the areas of Killingly. So it seems to be an issue now that has stirred up with the condition of the water, the pressure of the water and the colour of the water.
And as you touched on before, Councillor Healy, there's a lot of housing developments planned, or some housing developments planned for the area. And one can only imagine what the water quality would be like with the added burden of extra housing in the area. It's incumbent really on Irish Water to sort this out with any further delay.
Oh, yes. And as I say, we seen in Ballyseedir when we got the new water supply in it, the amount of leaks and bursts that I had on that, because it was an old system to have. They've upgraded that up to a condition now where we have perfect running water, clean water, and that's what we want the same now for Killooney. There is a housing estate being built now at the present. I think there's up to 50 houses going to be built in it. The 10 houses that are there originally, their water supply is very low. The pressures are very low. So as I says, it's important now that we look at this infrastructure coming into any town or village is the most important thing. And two of them things is water supply and sewage supply. And we need to make sure that both are running well and working well in this area.